Maggie and Greta with a Cinema Scoop, talking about your favorite movies and our favorite movies.
Today we're going to be discussing the Oscars and some of the movies that are up for Best Film, as well as movies to keep you entertained during spring break.
The Oscars are coming up on February 27th, and there's a lot of good movies nominated, so we just wanted to talk about a few of our favorites that are nominated for Best Picture.
One that I'll be watching for is The Social Network. The reason that I like it is because it's so relevant. Since we're all on Facebook, it's really neat to see the story behind it as we're using it. It also brings in a larger viewer base than some of the other movies because young and old viewers like it. And there's also talk that it's going to bring in more young viewers for the Oscars because they'll be watching for that movie to possibly win.
I think my favorite nominee for Best Picture is Black Swan. I've always been interested in dance movies because I was a dancer when I was younger. It's definitely not your typical dance movie, and it's a little creepier than most dance movies you might see, but I really enjoyed it. I'm not sure that Black Swan is going to win Best Picture, but I really think Natalie Portman has a good chance of winning Best Actress. She's gotten great reviews for that role, and I'm really excited for her and for the movie in general.
Toy Story 3 is another one that Maggie and I are both excited about because it's a movie that we really both grew up on.
I agree. I think that that is the movie of our generation. Everyone our age loves it, and even little kids now, and our parents love it.
We did get a chance to sit down with Ian Rudzinski. He's a movie reviewer for the Okali at Oklahoma State, and he has some Oscar predictions for us.
My guess, and from what I've read, probably The King's Speech.
Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of good things about that.
Yeah, I mean, they're all good this year. I mean, mm-hmm. I haven't seen all of them, but Black Swan's really good. I mean, I liked it, and I wouldn't mind it winning, but it's a little risque. I don't think it'll win. Portman will win, but it won't. Mm-hmm. And, I think the underdog is True Grit. It was a great film. Coen Brothers always win something, so it could get Best Picture. Same with Social Network. I mean, I don't know if the younger crowd will help it win, but I think King's Speech has got like 12 nominations. It'll win, I think. If it starts out in the night where it starts winning the small awards, like the technical ones and the smaller things, and it starts accumulating them, I think it'll, you know, it'd be like the Lord of the Rings, the mm-hmm. third one, it'll just be a clean sweep. But yeah. If it doesn't start winning, I don't know, it could be like True Grit or Social Network, I think will win.
Thanks, Ian. Spring break is also coming up in about a month, and although a lot of people will be out of town having fun, some of us will be stuck at home, bored with nothing to do. So we're going to give you a few suggestions of some movies you can watch to keep you entertained over the break.
Two that will be on my list are The Hangover and 21. And I like them because they're both movies about vacation, and Las Vegas is somewhere that I would definitely love to be that week. 21, it's a story about getting rich in college in a really unique way, so that's awesome. And for The Hangover, who doesn't love a story about a night you can't remember?
Two that I'll be watching over the break will be How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and 500 Days of Summer. These are two of my favorite movies, and I really like both of them because they are chick flicks, but not your typical chick flicks. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, I think, is hilarious because it focuses on relationships and the things that girls do to push guys out of them, and we don't necessarily recognize it until we see someone else doing it. I really love 500 Days of Summer because, again, it's not your typical love story, boy meets girl, and they fall in love and live happily ever after.
Our last suggestion for movies to watch during spring break comes from Ivan Snodgrass. He's the founder and president of Oklahoma State University's Filmmaker Association.
My favorite movie of all time is The Dark Knight, the newest Batman movie, because it has over 30 philosophical quotes, and I like philosophy a lot, so that was really cool. The acting is amazing in it. Obviously, Heath Ledger and Christian Bale, and it's great, and it's 2.5 hours, and I was captivated on the edge of my seat the whole time. I watched it all the time. It's really just cool and fascinating, and the writing is so crisp, in my opinion, and I think it's really interesting, and it brings a lot of the same things to one plate, and not to mention it has like a superstar cast.
We also talked to Ivan about what he thinks makes a movie great, and some more suggestions for what to do with movies over the break.
When you put it all together, that's what makes a good film. You can't have a lot of action and it be exciting, but not have a good plot, really. I mean, sometimes you can, like Transformers. I love that movie, but it doesn't have the second one doesn't have much plot. So really, usually if it has some sort of moral or ethic or theme, usually that makes it good. Closure, and definitely avoiding being boring. You want a story that you know, could take place over 48 hours or 2 years, but you're only going to tell it in 2 hours, so you have to tell it really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so the script has to be really tight. Everything has to be completely necessary. Transitions and shots and how you film things. Basically, just say that, you know, the idea is not necessarily original. You have to make an original movie that can keep people's interest for 2 hours while telling a story,
mm-hmm.
but telling it well. Something I enjoy as a movie lover is every time I get new movies or I'm, like, snowed in, I listen to, like, the commentary.
Oh, okay.
You learn so much. And especially if you like the actors in that movie. My favorite commentary I've ever listened to was 40-Year-Old Virgin. It made me laugh just as much as the movie because all the actors were in the same room and they were all talking and joking back and forth.
Thanks, Ivan, for some great ideas on what to do over the break.
You've been listening to Cinema Scoop with Maggie and Greta.
Once again, we want to thank Ian Rudzinski and Ivan Snodgrass for sharing their movie expertise with us.
Everyone stay busy and entertained during spring break, and we'll be back next week.